Excuse me. Oh, pardon me. Sorry. Can I just... A latte grande, extra hot. Extra shot of caramel syrup to go, please. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yes. A front of the line. Yes. Oh. Did you say the exact same thing? Well, now. Didn't see you when I came up here. Someone has good taste. Oh, and by the way, you're blushing. That seems to extend to yours, truly. I am wearing my cute clothes. Sorry for jumping in, but I'm in such a rush. Or at least I was. But something about you just kind of pulls me in. Now I can't help but want to get to know who's behind those cute red cheeks. Yes, you're blushing. So tell me, are you busy? Would you mind at all if I steal away a little bit of your time, your life? Oh, that's good. No, I'll get the bill. Don't you worry, I did cut. Here you go. Thank you. Now, why don't you be a dear and find us somewhere to sit? By the window is fine. Thank you, pet. Good place, isn't it? Oh, you're welcome. Enjoy it. So I have to ask, have we met before? I mean, I don't believe we have, but I feel like also there's something just different here, don't you think? Can't you feel it? Exactly. Though earlier I thought you were going to run and hide from me. Oh, the look you gave me, so nervous. But I'm glad you decided to stay. Let me buy you a cup of coffee. Yeah, I am. Is it good? This is a cute little place. I don't come here often. Apparently not often enough if you're here. I just can't explain it. I honestly never thought... I mean, I don't believe in love at first sight. Nothing like that happens off screen, you know? Stranger things have happened. I see what you did there, cheeky. It really was a good show. I should catch up with that. I haven't watched the last season. You're right, though. I have always had this little girl dream. Hoped, I guess, that I might have one of those movie-like magical encounters with someone special, someone sweet. I've been so busy with my career, I don't think I ever stopped to think what I wanted personally. Distracted. It's a theme. Enough about me. Do you work around here? There's a lot of buildings. I just don't think I've seen you here before. I'm absolutely sure I would remember. Don't judge me. Okay, I did fib. I am here quite a bit. Hey, I said don't judge me. Oh, that's quite a mischievous smirk you have there. Well, I do happen to work around here, okay? It's purely convenient, of course. And no, I don't hit on all the cute, lost-looking boys I see. Just you, pet. Yes, you should feel special. You're drinking the coffee I paid for out of the goodness of my wicked little heart. Okay, fair. I did jump the queue on you, so I suppose you're right. But your red face, it said it all. What did it say? Well, riddle me this. Why did calling you cute make you blush that hard? Oh, should I do it again? Oh, it was. Oh. Look, if you're gonna get sassy with me, cute stuff, you better be able to back that up. I want to be able to cash the checks you're writing. And I'm not talking about a simple smile and waving your way out of it. Uh-oh, no, Mr. Sassy Pants. Now, since you're feeling so apparently brazen, why don't you be brave and tell me your name? Mm-hmm. Oh, I like that. It actually fits that cute face of yours. Oh, mine? I'm Wendy. I guess that's as good a place as any to start. Mm-hmm. I work in the area. I tend to come here on my way into the office, you know, sometimes later than others. But the coffee is great. The pastries are to die for. Oh, the croissant. Have you had it? Yes, it's the perfect amount of layers and crisp, and it just melts in your mouth. Mm-hmm. And as of about, let's see, 5 minutes ago, the company has gotten top shelf, too. Mm-hmm. I'll have to write a review. Post it on Yelp. Mind if I put your picture there? Well, like I said, I haven't really given in to my own indulgences. And, well, besides the croissant, that goes for the whole dating thing, really. Stumbling on an adorable like this. Those are the kinds of things I read about in my smutty books on my solo vacations to distant cities and lonely hotel rooms and empty beds. Ah, so we're two peas in the same pod, separated only by time and space. Kindred? I have to admit that's kind of comforting to hear. Mm-hmm. Lots of new cities. Flying here and there and everywhere. No real me time. Well, unless you count the late night CrossFit sessions and obstacle courses and ridiculous books on how to find true happiness 1 week at a time and how to give less of a fuck. It's a little sad, but it's so true. I am enthusiastic about personal growth, but you're right. Sometimes that isn't really focusing on myself, is it? It's just different victory conditions that allow me to abandon me. So, on a lighter note, is there no one waiting at home for you? Oh, well, isn't that too bad? No one caught your eye? Perhaps we share the same disposition for putting projects or hobbies or work first. Don't tell me. Your mom is still trying to set you up with someone back home. Oh, please. If we wanted that, we would have stayed in our hometowns and married somebody we knew from high school. I mean, my high school wasn't completely devoid of quality individuals. I did arise from there, after all. I always wanted something different, too. Nothing wrong with it, of course, but it wasn't for me. I knew I wanted to uproot myself and venture out on my own. I moved out when I was 17. I guess I did that a little too successfully, huh? Beyond my own bit. However, if I carry on like this, I might just consider it. What do you mean, surely not? Oh, baby boy, are you
Are you flirting with me?
Oh, well, flattery won't charge these batteries. But go on, say one more. Maybe I am blushing a little bit, but I am enjoying our little back and forth, little de-da-de. Certainly brightening my day. Thank you, Pat. Ah, you're so distracting. Incorrigible. I'm sure I asked you something about you. Besides, this isn't what I meant about focusing more on me. Oh, twisting my words. So tell me about yourself. Oh, that's why I haven't seen you. Hmm? You're just in town for work? First time? Second time? Oh, the last day here is today. Not a local, huh? Just in for business? So how far do you live, Pet? That's not much of a come over for coffee kind of work, is it? Kind of far. Really far, actually. What's a girl to do? No point dwelling on the little things, Wendy, darling. No, nothing. Just talking to myself, Pet. Yeah. I feel like we've been talking forever. Maybe a past life. It's kind of spooky that we only just met. Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry. You're looking at your watch. It's been a lot longer than I thought. No, it's fine. I'm okay. Life isn't a fairy tale or a movie, after all. It was great to meet you, but I'm staying. I want to stick around for a little longer, do a little people watching. Well, it was lovely to meet you. I hope you have a safe flight home, Mr. Sassy Pants. Just as nice of you going as coming. I guess I kept him a little longer than he expected. Suppose I should get myself moving. Oh, what's this? Is that his number? Wendy? Sly. Wendy. What have you gotten yourself into?